Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, we got a lot of messages. We love that. And we want you guys to contact us more. So what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
I know we got a couple text messages, and I think we got an Instagram message.
We did.
On the text message, Carly writes in response to the question we had last week, because you were offered $500 an hour to cuddle with somebody, and your boyfriend was still not cool because he had originally said $200 and then he upped the price to $500.
Yes, and my boyfriend was not cool with either offer.
So we asked people, like, would you be okay with your significant other doing it, or would you want, like, would you do it, like that sort of thing, or ask your significant other how they would feel about you doing it?
Yeah.
And Carly says, I asked my husband if I could cuddle someone for money, like Sarah got asked. Ha ha ha. So she sent a screenshot of the conversation.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It says, cuddle him for a few hours and gives me enough time to pack my crap before you get home. Oh. I censored it. Was that the wrong answer?
Oh! That's what the husband said.
Yeah, wow. Funny. He would not be down.
Wow. I'm kind of surprised. I asked, I hung out with my friend and her boyfriend over the weekend, and I brought up the scenario, and he said he'd be totally okay with her doing it. And I was kind of shocked. And I also think if you're not actually in the situation,
it's different.
It's different. You know, yeah. I think he said, like, yeah, I'd be fine with it. Like, dude, it's $500. Sure, do it. But then I was like, okay, if you actually presented it, like a guy came up to us right now and asked her, would you be cool with it?
Yeah.
And so I'm surprised that the husband immediately was like, cool, I'll just pack my stuff and leave.
It's like, hey, you got a new business.
He's upfront about it, right?
We did get another message from our buddy James.
James.
Or your buddy James. Says, hey girls, your buddy James here. Sorry I haven't gotten back to you sooner. We are in the middle of moving to Boise, Idaho.
Wow.
And I thought the move that moving my parents in was tough.
Which was what, 20 minutes away?
Right. Oh God, dang. Yeah. 25 minutes away. Idaho. Wow. But I wanted to answer your questions about why I was called a simp and why it pissed my wife off so much. So he had shared recently that he took his wife out and he was, you know, doing all these things like a romantic dinner.
Holding the door open for her, getting the chair out of.
Yeah, like being super romantic with his wife. And his wife got really pissed off because she overheard that the waitstaff called him a simp, which apparently is a term that young people are using. Basically somebody that's like super enamored, like, with a chick who has no interest in him.
Yes.
Yes, I married up. My wife is way too hot for me, and she's actually 1 year older than me, but it doesn't look like it. While I'm a bigger dude with a total dad bod, sorry, ladies, I'm taken. Dang, no. My wife was so pissed because of two reasons. First, she was pissed that the girl insulted me by calling me a simp. And second, she was pissed because she holds herself to a higher standard than being someone that would sleep with someone for money or be the type of woman that would use a man for money with a false pretenses of he might get lucky if he spends money on me.
Mm.
See, like, I don't. The only thing, like, I'm a little not disagreeing because it's not a thing, because everyone can have their own opinions of things. But I don't think, like, you are a better person because you don't sleep with somebody for money.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Because at the end of the day, I totally am for, like, sex work of whatever kind it is, whether you are an escort, porn star, you know.
Stripper. Unfortunately, there is, like, a very big stigma.
And I'm hoping that it's coming. I hope our generations, the generation and the generation after us, the Gen Z, are the ones that kind of remove that stigma.
I think it's going to take a very long time.
But seeing, like, every other person has OnlyFans, like, every other person's, like, posting all these, like, different things online. Like, everything's becoming less, like, oh, my God, scandalous. You know, I feel.
I don't know. I still think there is. I think people, a lot of people do it, but I still think other people, maybe even if they still do it, they still have a stigma of it themselves.
Maybe.
But, like, yeah, I think it's going to take a very, very, very long time.
I think it's also because I have a very sex positive, like, Facebook friend group. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of it on my feed.
Oh,
maybe that's also why.
You're more used to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, but I really don't like it. Yeah. When people are like, just use people like, oh, for a dinner, or, like, I'm going to go on Tinder to get dinner. It's like, be upfront. Just be a sugar baby, which technically is sex work in a sense. It's for some people.
Well, technically that's what they're doing.
Yeah. I'm looking for it. Oh, I went too high up, huh?
With my buddy James, though, I did ask, did the wait staff think that, because she was very out of his league. So
yes, you did.
I'm
ask.
Sorry,
you did answer.
I had to bluntly ask, and you bluntly answered, and I appreciate that, because I mean, that is, if you see a not as attractive man with a very, very attractive female, you automatically think, is it a sugar baby? Is she a prostitute? Did he hire? Mm-hmm. Like, people just think that.
Right.
Not, and I think that, even though I don't think it's a bad thing, I'm like, damn, girl, good for her. Get that money. Like, whatever. So I had to ask.
Either way, she hates the word simp, and she thinks it's the same as calling a woman a whore or a black person the N-word. I don't think it's the same thing.
No, that's not the same thing.
But I do get the whole idea of calling a woman a whore being the same thing as calling a guy a simp. Like, I can maybe see how that works.
Yeah.
I thought that she was... Well, it's a little much, but she really just hates the word simp. Thanks, guys. It'd be like some people have those words that they really, really hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Like, how some people hate being called a bitch. Some people hate being called the C word.
Or some people hate being called crazy. Like, it doesn't even have to be a swear word. It could just be a certain term. It's like, don't call me crazy. It's usually the people that are crazy that say that.
I'm crazy, and you can call me crazy because I know it.
Yeah, she owns it. But yeah, that makes sense. Everyone has a different trigger, and it's interesting because I think it also depends on cultures and just where you grew up, that certain words are okay. Obviously, like in England, the C word's totally fine.
Yeah.
Or the T word.
Yeah.
But like in Spanish, I remember I would get in trouble for calling my brother an idiot in English.
Oh.
It's idiota in Spanish.
Yeah.
Like, an idiot is just like calling someone a dummy.
Yeah.
It's not anything big.
Or you're stupid. Like,
yeah, stupid and idiot were the two ones. If you call that, like, that was really insulting.
It's really not good. You'd get grounded.
Yeah, I would get in trouble for those words. Like, I full on trouble.
Is it still the same in your household?
Not so much, because now, like, I remember there was a long time I got to, like, maybe my late teens to, like, adulthood, like 18, 19.
Yeah.
Like maybe even 17 in my early 20s, like my parents would kind of still be like, hey, watch your mouth, don't swear. And now we swear all the time in front of each other.
Oh, you do? Yeah. So if you called your brother an idiot, it'd be okay.
I think it would be fine, but I'd call him something much worse than an idiot.
Oh, okay. But even though idiot is such an intense word for your mm-hmm. culture, it's like they wouldn't be like,
I think they're just used to us having potty mouths.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's just like,
because I mean, I love the C word personally, but even if you use it, still sometimes people are like,
even if you're not calling anybody, like, you're just using it.
Yeah. They're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, it feels good.
It's such a good word. Same with the T word.
Yeah,
not meaning the upstairs part.
The upstairs is fun too, though.
I love both words.
Yeah,
we have horrible potty mouths, which is hilarious to me because usually we swear on occasion on the podcast and we bleep it out, obviously. But for the most part, we don't swear often. We swear a lot more in real life.
Oh yes,
and it throws people off when they hear us in real life because they're like, "Holy crap, we're not used to you swearing." It's like. Yeah,
dude.
The FCC.
Once the mics turn off, it's.
But I exactly. Once the mics are on, like headphones are on, I have a good ability to kind of not swear or to avoid certain phrases or terms and stuff. But I can't do that in front of children. Oh. I always end up swearing in front of children. I'm like, oops, sorry.
Yeah.
Every time I can't.
And then you just like make it worse.
Yes. And it's like, no, I didn't mean the S word. I mean crap. I mean poo. Poo.
Yeah.
I meant poo.
My child is going to have quite the mouth.
I feel like you just need to get like a tutor or something because they're not going to do great in school. They're going to just get called to the principal's office every day.
Oh, yeah, all the time for their mouth. Well, I mean, where did they get it from?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
There is something I want to get from you. We did get a message on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
You are our Instagram overlord.
Instagram. This one is from Rose, One Woman Spa in Tacoma.
And she was the one that was messaging us about the bone marrow donors and stuff like that recently.
Same lady. She says, hey, ladies, I was catching up on the podcast this weekend about you girls starting holiday shopping. As a small business owner, I would love if you would remind the listeners to shop small as much as possible this holiday season. Many small businesses have been struggling during the COVID times, and this could make or break a lot of businesses this year. I own a day spa, so gift cards will be a huge help to us this year. It helps us generate income for months to come, and it helps people that you love take some well-needed time for themselves. Love the show, Rose, One Woman Spa.
Hell yeah. So check out One Woman Spa in Tacoma.
Yes.
And that's the thing too, like, and I've read this before and it makes so much sense. Like, when you're buying from local, whether it's like a hair salon or a restaurant, like small businesses, you know, boutiques or shops or whatever, you're not paying for like some CEO's, you know, second beach house. You're paying for that person to, you know, take their kid to karate lessons.
Or to even have that shop or place still open.
Right. And this weekend, actually, me and my girlfriends, we decided to have a girl day, like two of my bubble friends.
Oh, your COVID crew?
My COVID crew, I guess. So that's one of the things we discussed. Like this year for Christmas gifts, we wanted to try to do as much small business as possible.
That's so nice.
Some things, obviously, I can't get at a small business, but as much as I can, I will. And
what?
Ask me how many gifts I bought this weekend for other people.
How many gifts? What'd you have? Was it 13 on your list?
Yes.
13 people to buy for?
Yes.
How many?
I bought zero for other people.
Oh!
I bought all for myself.
I thought it was going to be some crazy high number.
No. I ended up, I'm like, I want this. I want this. It's so pretty.
Oh, my. Are you going to, like, wrap them and give them to yourself at Christmas?
No, I'm already wearing them, man. I wore my sweater yesterday.
So you failed at this Christmas shopping.
But I did support local businesses, which is the point.
Okay. It's your treat yourself weekend.
But I do want to give a shout out to some of the shops we went to. Because I went to the Snohomish area. And if you're familiar with it, they have like that antique row. And they actually have a lot of really cool restaurants now and bars. Like shout out to Piccadilly Circus. I have gotten drunk and made an ass out of myself there many a times.
Oh, hell yeah. Sounds like my place.
Oh, you would love that place.
Like, sounds like I would.
Hold on. Like once things open up a little bit more, we'll have to go somewhere.
Hell, is it a little ratchet?
It gets ratchet.
Oh, dude, I'm there.
Like, I remember one guy came up, and I'm totally, like, it was one of those nights. I don't remember his name.
Okay.
But he listens to the show, and he brought me and my friends just shots and shots.
Was this past weekend?
No.
Oh, this was a while ago.
This was before COVID. But shots and shots of, I think we started with Jameson, and they ran out, and so we went to Jack Daniels, so that was rough.
Oh,
and so
they both sound rough right now to me.
But like my girlfriend and I, like we made asses of ourselves, like full on. And so we're like, we're gonna wait a while
to go back, so they don't remember us.
Maybe there's like a fresh batch of new people, and then like we walk in, they're like, hey,
they
remember. I'm like, no.
Oh, that's impressive. If months later they still remember you.
Yeah.
See, I love doing that. Hey, at least you weren't boring.
I was not.
Exactly.
And neither was she. But I did go to Mimi's, a shabby chic country boutique. They have a lot of
that
cute...
does not sound like you at all.
Oh, I am such a, I think, whore for like old country type homes and stuff. Because there's a way you can goth them up a little bit.
Okay, but so a little goth in there.
A little goth, but I do love like that old school farmhouse kind of appeal. And there's like so many things. I'm like, I want to buy this salt shaker. It's $20, but it's so cute. I did not.
So they have like a lot of home stuff.
Like a lot of homey stuff. I got like a really cute, comfy like cardigan.
Okay.
Like, but they have a lot of stuff. There's like a wine glass, I think. It's a silicone wine glass, I think. And it says, I'm not slurring my words. I'm talking in cursive. There's like a lot of fun, cute signs.
Oh, like a lot of knickknacks. I love places like that where I'm like, I need this, even though it's just a saying on a wood block, but it's so funny.
Right.
Probably going to lose it. But
they had cute clothes, cute, like all kinds of stuff. So shout out to Mimi's if you haven't been there for some holiday shopping, especially like if you want to get stuff for like moms, grandmas, aunts, like sisters and stuff.
Like, or stocking stuffers. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good place for that.
My friend bought this and I kind of wish I bought one too. It's called a traveling plate.
Okay.
Or a neighborhood plate or something like that. Basically, and it has this really cute saying on the plate, and it's meant for like you take cookies or food on this plate to someone else, and that is the plate they take. Like you just leave it there, and so they, when they have to give food to somebody else, like.
Okay. What does it say on it?
I don't remember. Like, because it was a long
plate.
I can find a similar one like it.
Does it say something really stupid? Like, this plate will bring us all together and blah, blah, blah.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. You are a grandma, Vicky.
I am totally okay with this.
But also, like, I feel like if I had that plate and then was making baked goods, I would not remember to put it on the plate. You know what I mean?
You would not.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, I'm not going to use a plate even though you're supposed to leave it there. Like, I'm just going to put it on a paper plate.
So one example they have, like if you just go to Google, it's a traveling plate. This plate has no forever home. It travels never end and it makes its way from place to place and it's from friend to friend. It carries love from home to home and tells how much you care. The goodies placed upon it are always meant to share. So please enjoy what's on this plate, then fill it up again and send it on its way with all your friends and family. To friends and to family. I'm like, that's cute.
Oh, man. How old are we?
Sarah has no heart.
This seems like seriously something like my mother or my grandmother would have and do. Like, It's our plate. I'm never going to see it again, but I'm going to buy it, and then I'm never going to see it again.
Oh, I found the actual plate she bought on their Facebook page. It says, share, this plate has no real owner. Its journey never ends. It travels on to, in a spontaneous path. It's a little small. Crap, I might need glasses.
She can't read it, guys.
Yeah.
It's and she has letters. Glasses on.
These are blue light glasses. They're not real glasses, you jerk.
Sorry.
On a spontaneous path to neighbors, family, friends, it carries love from home to home with treats for all to share. Just a little pick-me-up. Hello, thinking of you, I care. Please enjoy what's on this plate. Then fill it up once more and pass it on to someone new. That is what the giving plate is for. I had to get real close to the screen.
You should just have a thing, tell her to bring a baked good, and then she'll bring the plate over to you, and then you have it. Done.
That's it.
Also, if I had this plate, I would like save it and make sure I brought this plate to actually someone I really, really, really liked.
Right.
I'm not just going to bring it to my like friend.
Exactly. Like, I mean, you give it whoever you want. There's no rules. All right. I do want to give a shout out also to Maple and Moss Boutique. They have some really cool.
Maple and Moss.
That's actually where I got my cool sweater. And I got some Tentree stuff there too before.
Got some what?
Tentree. So Tentree is a brand of clothing, like sweaters, pants. They have really comfy sweaters.
Okay.
They're a little bit on the pricier side, but for every article of clothing you buy, they plant Tentrees.
Oh, in your name, right. Okay.
Or
yes.
Something like that. So you get points too for. Like, so you actually get money off the more you buy. So
dang, and there's like hella trees being grown.
Right.
Because of you.
And you can pick which country you want it in. Like, I mean, they have like four or five that you can pick from.
Yeah.
So they have.
Where are your trees going?
I don't remember where I picked. It's been like a year since I bought it. I think I might have picked Thailand.
Cool.
But it's something like that. Like, it was pretty cool. But Maple and Moss Boutique, I did want to give a shout out there. And my buddy has his tattoo shop. He just moved to Snohomish. So shout out to Travis Broyles at Unknown Tattoo.
Oh.
His like, shop was all pretty.
And they're tattooing?
Busy. Yeah.
Yay! Go get some ink.
But do you have any like small businesses that you really like? Oh, Malicious Women Company, too. They have the candle company with the funny sayings. The one I got you for your birthday last year. They're also in Snohomish.
Oh, no, I don't really shop.
Yeah, that's fair.
Honestly. So
if you see, here's the thing. If you're like Sarah and don't shop, like you don't like going to stores, even before COVID, you're not. It would stress you out.
Exactly. It's not a fun thing for me. I would never be like, hey, girlfriends, let's all go shopping. Like, right. Hell no.
No, this is unless like it's your father-daughter shopping trip. That's the only way you shop.
Yeah. And that's normally for like other people.
And do you do online shopping for the holidays? / gift cards.
I mean, I have been this year. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend gave me a list because his birthday is next month. Mm-hmm. But that's just like, he wants like NFL stuff.
Okay.
Very like specific.
Oh, specific.
Yes. I want this sweater and I want this jacket for work and I want this disc golf bag, you know? So he Perfect. Just sends me the link and then done. Very easy for me. Not really helpful with small businesses though.
No, but the fun thing is like with Etsy, if you're trying to support small businesses and you're not one to go out and about, especially because they say a second wave might be coming and you're trying to be safe.
Uh-huh. Winter is coming.
Yeah. Right. Jesus, that's just stressing me out. Anywho.
Sorry.
But Etsy's a good way to do it. And that's actually how I've been getting some of my gifts, actually.
Mm.
Like one of them, I don't think she listens, so I'll just say, one of my friends has a dog. And so she loves working out. And so I got her a workout tank top with like it has a pocket with like a fun design on it.
Oh, cute.
And it comes with like a little bandana with the same design.
Oh, for the dog?
For the dog.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a matching like small business.
That is so extra.
It's so cool. Like, and she is extra. So it's perfect for her. But like when you get stuff from Etsy and stuff like that, when it is a small business, because sometimes you can tell when it's not a small business, just masquerading as one.
Oh.
You can kind of tell.
Oh, they do that?
There's some that do.
Oh, that's not fun.
No, but you can tell. Like, and you get letter, like little notes and stuff. Thank you so much for supporting my business.
Yeah.
It means a lot. And that just makes it that much more special. And there are occasions where you might spend a few bucks more, but it's totally worth it.
Yeah, I actually, our girl who used to be on The Wolf, Shop Charlie P, Ellen.
Yes.
Yeah, she has her own business and it's so dope. And it's blowing up because of like she's starting to make all of her own masks.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are so pretty, like the bling bling ones. Yeah. She has so many different kinds. And then she has this really hot pink romper that I've been pondering about getting.
Just put it on your Christmas list.
I know I should, actually. I really should. Yeah. But I'm like so like I like to try things on, especially with rompers, too. But
a lot of times, I mean, it's a little more work. Sometimes they will give you the specific measurements and stuff. So you might have to measure yourself. But
yeah.
A lot of places have pretty good return policies.
Girl, I don't like shipping anything. Have you met me? I'm like so lazy when it comes to shopping. I'm just like, this is too much.
Come on. And just then have your brother do it.
It just ends up sitting in my like room, you know? And then I'm like, a year later, I'm like, oh yeah, I was supposed to return that.
Maybe we should come up with like a deal where like, hey, Vicky, I need to do all these random tasks that I don't want to do.
Would you like to do them all for me?
It's like that? You can pay me with like lunch.
Oh yeah. If you'll do all my, I will totally buy you lunch.
Lunch and maybe a coffee. Depending on how many tasks.
Okay. You can get both.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, but Shop Charlie Pete, check her stuff out. She has so much stuff now, and she just came out with her whole fall line.
And Ellen actually was on the podcast, I remember, because she was hitting on my dad.
And yeah, she was the one that really likes morning sex and is totally okay with waking up in the morning. And both Vicky and I are like, hell no. That's the one thing I remember. You remember she's hitting on your dad. I remember she likes morning sex. Oh, man. I miss
her. She's awesome.
She is.
I really love her. But definitely, actually, I am going to, I've had this plan, so please hit me up on Instagram. You can do my fan page, like the Vicky Barcelona fan page on Facebook.
Will you answer?
I will look at it. No. No, okay. I do. No, this is why.
Message the broadcast. I will make sure Vicky will look at it.
Well, no, I'll still look at them, but if they get kind of creepy, I tend to like, I'm not responding or no.
Well, I will show her all the weird ones and not weird ones.
No, the reason being I am actually, I've been planning on writing this blog for November for holiday shopping local businesses.
Oh, cool.
Because I have a friend, like he's got like his Bee Jolly lotions, like which is like the hemp type lotions.
The weed infused, right? Yeah.
Which has helped a lot.
Yeah, if you have pain.
Cramps, ladies, like lower back pain cramps. Ugh, that helps.
Put some CBD lotion on that bad boy. Mm-hmm.
But like we have our buddy from BJJ's Geek Nation. There's Destiny City Comics in Tacoma. So I want to give love to as many local businesses as possible. So, you know, Rose, like, you know, like I'm going to be, you know, featuring them in the blog. So just shoot me a message like, hey, guys, my friend has this business and stuff, so I can feature them in my blog.
Are you going to write a little blurb about each one or have a picture of each one?
Yeah,
or
I'm going to probably just pull from their Facebook or Instagram.
OK, cool. So like, you don't need like a paragraph about the spot or something, just a name.
Yeah. So that way it's like, hey, check these out. And I kind of want to do different varieties. I don't want to just do the same thing over and over again. So I definitely want to do like, you know, maybe health and beauty or, you know, more hobbies, stuff like that.
Restaurants. Yeah,
exactly.
That kind of
thing. Restaurants where you can get gift certificates or experiences and stuff like that. Escape rooms.
That's a really good idea.
So I definitely, please hit me up. Either or, you can hit up the broadcast on you can text it, you could
email,
you can write it on Instagram, or you can send it to me as well.
So are you going to plan on doing this podcast then next week?
The blog?
The blog.
Depending on how many I get, I want to get a good amount.
Okay.
So it might either be
first or second week.
Yeah. Within the first couple weeks. Yeah, for sure.
Because then everyone's got to start shopping soon.
And that's the, like we want to support local small businesses.
Yeah.
For sure. And then, I mean, if you can't do like the shopping about, definitely check out Etsy. There's some really cool shops. And I think you could, I know I've gotten stuff from Seattle shops, and I don't know if it was just a coincidence or if you could search for Seattle shops.
You probably could search for that.
I think you probably could. I haven't tried. But
then if not, they could always just send the stuff, right? Anyway.
Yeah, like, I mean, they'll send it to you, but I mean, that way you're also supporting local on Etsy.
Like actually go physically to their shop.
Well, not necessarily. It's like, hey, I want to support a local shop, but I don't want to go to their shop. So you can just order it from Etsy or their website. Some people don't have websites. They just use Etsy.
Okay. I don't know Etsy world.
Fair enough. But yeah, please hit me up with that. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.